Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, is Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And we continue on amidst the struggles, amidst the turmoil, amidst turbulence, whatever T word you ought to use. We continue on in all of this, trusting the Lord, trusting that God that began that good work in us is going to carry it on to completion, and trusting also that He knows what He's doing with us amidst all the craziness that's taking place on the world stage at this moment in time. Now, I've been thinking about things a little bit. One thing is, you got to realize, and I was just even reading in Matthew 24 a bit today with my wife, got to realize a bit on the side that Jesus spoke of Daniel the prophet in there. You know, he referenced the prophecy that Daniel made. Well, you know, in part, you got to then go through, well, okay, Jesus accredits Daniel, so what else did Daniel say? Well, one of the things is that all of these kingdoms eventually are pulverized by that rock. It's cut without human hands, smashes the idol, and it grows and fills the whole earth. So ultimately, there's not even a trace of all of those old kingdoms, all those old systems. They become like chaff on a threshing floor, and then they're gone. Now, that being the case, you realize that if you're trying to save that system, because the word's already been spoken, the word has already been, is out there. If you're trying to save that system, you're basically trying to save the Titanic, where the hull is already breached in 5 sections. Okay? You're not going to save the world system. So, to put any effort there and to try to reform the world system, for example, that's not going to probably happen much either, prophetically speaking. Now, God may put you around some of that to learn some things here and there, because we're in the world, but we're not of the world, and if He opens up a door for something, okay, that's on His prerogative. But you and I, we're not looking for anything in this world, because there's nothing in this world to be looked for. What we're looking for is the Spirit of the living God to lead us and to guide us, to direct our activities and direct our focus and our mindset while we're here. Okay? Alright, so that said, the things of this world grow strangely dim, and you also realize and you recognize that all the stuff of the world is passing away, and all their systems are passing away, all their structures are passing away, all the things that they've prioritized are passing away, all of it's falling apart. Now, if you study about the financial systems of the world, you will find out that it's the current system, financial system of the world, is smoke and mirrors, and it's built on a false premise, on a false foundation. And it will eventually collapse under its sheer weight because of its predatory design. And so in the history of fiat currencies, there's not a single fiat currency that has not gone to zero. So because fallen man cannot resist the temptation that's inbuilt in fiat currency to create it without there is anything backing it, whereby to push their agenda and to borrow from future generations prosperity for today in taxing the future, and eventually, that's called deficit spending, eventually it all comes back around, and when it eventually catches up, the whole thing collapses and there's a lot of pain. Now, all these systems, so like the monetary system, well, that's going to fall apart. Then, think about the healthcare system, right? Well, there's a medical industrial complex that's out there. And it doesn't want you 100% healthy, because if you're healthy, and then it can't have you buying stuff and getting treatments. And if you're dead, you're not, you know, well, they better have extracted as much out of you as they could before, but there's no profit if you're healthy. So you need to be mildly sick and discomfortable with some sort of dis-ease all the time, because that's where they can make their money. So the goal is not to make you healthy, the goal is to treat you in the medical industrial complex. Now, there are doctors out there that are healers, that have that gift, but the system wants to treat. The physician wants to cure. Do you see the difference? Do you see the way that the world works? So now these things are going to go away because they're built on a lie. And what's it going to be replaced with? Well, one of the things it's if you get something that's going to be the growing kingdom, well, it's going to be replaced with things that reflect the kingdom. So, a means of exchanging value whereby that value is sustained and grows, or it's not eroded and it's not stolen from, there's a possibility. When it comes to healthcare, well, people, they get healthy. And people think optimally healthy. As, you know, that is an awesome way to be. That's an awesome way to live. But the world system and what they've been pushing, that's not going to stick. Because all that stuff is being brought to the light. Now, you can exit, and as you remove your consent, they lose their power. Because the system relies on your participation in order for it to function. So as you begin to remove yourself from that system in different ways. So like, for example, when you get healthy and you start, you know, doing those things, you stop giving them, they stop having the access that they had before to your body and to your personage. When you start finding out a lot of the things too that God has given us, here's the key. The kingdom is within you, right? A lot of the things that you need for an optimal existence, you already have with you. You just need to know. It's not a resource gap, it's a knowledge gap. My people perish for lack of knowledge. They don't know, and because they don't know, they don't access. Once you know, then you've got to put it into work. And once you put it into work, it's yours. And you can benefit from that. Once you know how to do a thing, you can benefit from that thing. You know, once you know how to do certain types of physical activity 3 times a week, and that's enough to keep your body in a really good condition, if you do it and you put that knowledge to work, you'll benefit from that knowledge and you'll have a better life experience. Once you know a bit about how to mitigate the health challenges or the financial challenges, you benefit from that. Now, what are some of the other pieces that are there? Well, some of the other pieces that are there is going to include, so you've got, all right, I mean, we talked a little bit recently on Drive Time. Media. Well, what happens when people have to validate and verify what they said? Is it true? And if it's not true, now what? Because there's a lot of stuff that people say, and they say it because it is expedient for an agenda. And if you, just because you've got a nice layout and a good design and a good, somebody that writes well, doesn't mean it's true. It just means you've got good layout, good design, and somebody that writes well. And gosh, I've seen so many sites out there too that have horrible layout, horrible design, and bad writing, and people pass that around like it's true as well. Sometimes maybe it is, but a lot of times that's not either. But I do see a future where people have to stand behind what it is that they said and what it is that they published and accountable for it. And if they're wrong and if they're off, they're accountable for that. So all of these things are on the horizon. And as they get more and more available, the byproduct of that is that the stuff that was the way that the world was doing things before becomes less and less the norm and less attractive. Now, the thing the world fears is you exiting. If you exit and you stop using their stuff, now they're really stuck. For example, if you stop using their financial system, if you stop trading in their financial system, what are they going to do? Because they rely on your participation in that system in order to give it value. If you stop using their social media platforms, what are they going to do? Because the whole value of those platforms is contingent on your use of them. If you stop using them, the platform itself has no value. It needs you to use it in order for it to have value. If you're not there, the advertisers aren't there. If you're not there, they have nobody to measure and nobody to track. Do you understand? It's your attention, your participation, your frustration, your engagement that they need in order to exist. So now, let's start looking at solutions. Let's start looking at the reset. Let's start looking at, when I say the word the reset, how loaded that is. That has zero connection to any of this other stuff that people have been talking about. I just use it in the context of, let's look at doing things differently. How about we start looking at solutions? Because we know that all this stuff of the world is going to come to an end. So knowing that the stuff of the world is going to come to an end, how about we start looking now at what could be a better way? And putting some focus there, some thinking there, some thought process there. How about this for a justice system? How about this where things are objectively verifiable and you take a lot of the ambiguity and the he said, she said out of things? Evidence is there, it's available, and it's objectively verifiable, and you can go through it so fast that even a junior prosecutor could be able to get a conviction in 20 minutes. If somebody's guilty, or if somebody's innocent, they could be walking out of that courtroom without dragging it on and on and on and on, and the weaponization of justice systems. How about that for a justice system? Where Lady Justice truly is blind and the scales are there and things are weighed in the balance. Yeah, you know, these are all not just possibilities, but these are all, I believe, soon coming eventualities. Now, who will put together these new means of value creation? Who will put together these new possibilities? I believe the kingdom of God and the people of the kingdom of God are going to be very close to that. And it's going to be hard for the worlders to be around that because they don't function that way. They don't function in a way where, you know, what you say has to be true. Otherwise, you're accountable for your lie. No, they want to be able to lie. It's a tough thing for them to have to back up what they say, to be accountable for what they said last. So, yeah, it's not an easy time because it's a transition time. It's birth pain time. It's you know, and birth pains is also labor. So there's work and pain. Work and pain. And God is there with us in all of it, but we're going through it. It's work and pain. But, you know, there will be an end to all of this. For the children of God, there will be a rest. Now, for the worlders, for those that signed up with the devil, boy, I tell you, the only thing you've got waiting for you on the end of that is hell. And there is no rest. There is no reprieve. There is no relief. Ever. So, if you're hearing this and you're on that side, repent ASAP. Get right with the Lord right now. Because, you know, you're out of chances pretty much. If you hear this, thank God God gave you a bonus opportunity, but you got to get out of that side. And you got to get on God's page, and you got to do it now. Because there is no other way. There is no other option. There is no other way out. You need to exit the world system and to follow Christ. Because He's the one, He is the option, He's the way out. Now, without transitioning, without exiting, you're stuck on the Titanic as it goes down into the very depths. You're going all the way. And that is not what God wanted for you. God wanted you to be free. But it comes on His terms, and that also requires that you let go and follow Him. And that's the Lordship of Christ Jesus. You've got to let go and follow Him. So, yeah, there's a lot of things. I'd like to, coming up at some point soon, spend a little bit more time going to a little bit more depth and detail on these things. They've been percolating a bit. But I do want us to start talking solutions now. Because there's a lot that we can be doing. There's a lot that we should be doing. But everything we do is what the Spirit of God leads us and guides us to do. So I just want you to know that, you know, and here's one right now that you can do, is pray. Pray for each other. Pray for me. Pray for one another. We pray for you in Jesus' name. God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters right now. I pray that you bless them and watch over them. Keep them on the track with you. Lord, let their lives be blessed and shielded and protected. Watch over them, Father, on every side. And Lord, get your people, Father, on the same page, one with another, and all together with you, Father, for your plan and purpose and the full manifestation of your kingdom to come, your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we want your plan and purpose, your will and way, to be completely and totally manifest in this time, so that your purposes, Father God, can be the focus of our hearts and minds and intentions and desires in this time, in such a time as this. Lord, we love you and we trust you, Father. We bless each and every one in Jesus' name, Father. Thank you for the day. Amen. Lord, and thank you, Father. And bless you guys. God bless you. There's a lot of things coming up. Drop us an email, faithmakes@gmail.com. Say hi. I would love to hear from you. And keep on keeping on. God's with you. All right. Talk to you again sometime soon. God bless. Bye.